Good morning. We are talking with Nick Linder about the upcoming lacrosse sports show. You will be there doing some presentations on modern day angling, drop shots. You are what every kid growing up on the Mississippi dreams of, professional fisherman.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to be able to do it full time and do it as a living. And yeah, my focus mostly is, I think when most people think about people who do fishing for a living, they either think of tournament pros or they think of content creators. And I'm the latter, so I make a lot of educational content on YouTube. And yeah, we're going to be talking finesse fishing strategies in today's day and age. I mean, finesse fishing has kind of taken over everything, whether it's the tournament scene or the recreational scene. And we're also a totally different talk is just going to be on drop shot fishing, like you had mentioned before, which is just one of the more versatile tactics for basically any species of fish you want to chase. Pretty much anything that's fishing in the Mississippi is going to eat a drop shot.
And of course, you know, fishing is one of those things that man has been doing since the beginning of time. And I think we'll continue to do it because it's kind of one of those things where once you get the bug, you never really lose it. And, you can go out and have a terrible day fishing, but a terrible day fishing is better than the best day at work, right? And so I think, you know, people that are passionate about fishing are always looking at ways to, make that experience better. And you have some of these strategies that, you know, can kind of help people understand that, correct?
Yes, 100%. I mean, like you said, just a day out on the water is just going to beat anything. Just as far as just, it's just great to be out, right? But if you're going to increase the enjoyability of your experience out there, I mean, catching a mess of fish is always the way to do it for me. I think all the different things we're going to be talking about will help you catch more fish, whether, you know, you're getting ready for spring fishing or summer fishing, or maybe you have a trip up north, or maybe a trip to the cabin or anything like that. I think all these tips will be super helpful.
Going back, I mean, how did you get into fishing and kind of getting this passion for the sport?
So I've been fishing for my whole entire life. So I definitely grew up in a fishing family. And I mean, I have memories of being, 6 or 7 years old and laying in the floor of the boat in November while it's snowing, while my dad is musky fishing. So, I mean, I've kind of done the whole gamut growing up, from catching panfish and bass to just being there so I can serve as an extra line at the end of the season for my dad's musky fishing trip. So I've been doing it forever.
And now you said you were, kind of a content creator as well. If people want to find your content, how do they do that?
Yeah, actually, if they just go onto YouTube and just punch in my name, Nick Linder, it'll pop up. And yeah, like I mentioned before, it's just a lot of educational content. I definitely have a focus on walleye, but I do do some content on like the bass and panfish and ESOC side as well.
And of course, like I said, you're going to be at the Lacrosse Sports Show. It's coming up Thursday through Sunday. You're going to have different presentations going on, and you have two different presentations. Talk a little bit about the difference that you'll get from these presentations.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a pretty busy schedule. So I'm assuming that they'll have all the information on the website there, but at that Lacrosse Show, I'm going to be doing those two presentations, the finesse strategy one and the drop shot fishing presentation. And it looks like I'm going to be doing like probably at least 2 or 3 times a day with the different seminars, just kind of rotating. So I mean, what you'll walk away with is just probably some new perspective on some strategies that will help you put more fish in the boat. And pretty much everything we're going to be talking about is more on the finesse side. And finesse fishing strategies are something that will catch you a bunch of fish when the fish are biting, and will catch you more fish than everyone else when the fish aren't biting very well. So that's kind of how I like to think about it.
All right. Well, the schedule of all of your different presentations, it can be found at lacrossesportsshow.com. More information on your background and just information about the show as well can be found at lacrossesportsshow.com. Of course, it's coming up Thursday through Sunday, and if you're getting the itching or the fishing itch, or you got kids that are interested in fishing, and maybe you don't have the expertise to help your kids, this is something great for all ages, correct?
Oh yeah, 100%. I would say if you don't have much experience with this kind of stuff, going to shows like this, sports shows, is a great place to just kind of dip your toe into the world of it. Just get exposed to some things that you can be trying out there with your family.
All right. Well, thanks, Nick, for chatting with us as we get ready for the La Crosse Sports Show. It's coming up this weekend at the La Crosse Center. More information can be found at lacrossesportsshow.com.